On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
One of the main suspects thought to be behind the terror attacks in Paris has been handed over to French authorities. Salah Abdeslam, who was arrested in Brussels last month, is expected to appear in court in France later. Parliament's been paying tribute to the families of those killed in the Hillsborough disaster and the dignity they've shown. At Prime Minister's Questions, David Cameron's given his reaction to the decision of an inquest jury, which concluded the 96 football fans who died were unlawfully killed.
It's wrong that the families had to wait for so long and to fight so hard just to get to the truth. I know the whole House will want to join me in praising their courage, their patience and their resolve. They've never faltered in the pursuit of the truth, and we all owe them a great debt of gratitude.
Yeah. Two people have been charged by police investigating reports a drone had been used to send mobiles and cannabis into a Kent prison. They were allegedly sent into Swellside Jail on the Isle of Sheppey over the past 6 weeks. A 25-year-old woman from Charlton and a man who's 37 and from Grove Park have appeared at Medway Magistrates. They're due at Crown Court next month. Police investigating the death of a pensioner at his home near Biddenden have arrested a seventh man. The 52-year-old was stopped on the A28 in Tenterden on Monday night and held on suspicion of assisting an offender. 73-year-old Roy Blackman was found bludgeoned to death at a property along Headcorn Road last month. Tests are due to be carried out after a body was found in a tent behind a superstore in Canterbury. The discovery was made near to the Riverside Retail Park in the Winsheet part of the city yesterday morning. Police say dental records or DNA will be needed to identify the body. The death is being treated as unexplained but not suspicious. Junior doctors in Kent and across England have walked out for the second day as part of their dispute with the government about new contracts. They won't be providing emergency cover until 5 this afternoon. Despite the all-out strike, 6 in 10 of you who voted in a poll at kentonline.co.uk say you support the action. Rupinder Gill is a junior doctor who's been striking outside Ashford's William Harvey Hospital. She wants to meet with the health secretary.
We don't want to be out here doing this. We want to talk to him. He won't talk to us about this. He won't come back to the negotiating table. He's made the sweeping decision that he's going to implement the contract on us. And it's a rash and it's an unsafe decision.
A man who travelled from London to Dover to supply drugs has been jailed. Police found two bags of cannabis and more than £300 in cash on Yusuf Abdullahi when he was arrested in Granville Street last August. They also discovered wraps of cocaine or heroin when they searched a flat he had the keys to. The 22-year-old has been locked up for 6 years. The Labour leader's attacking the government's plans to turn every school in England into an academy, calling it a waste of money. Jeremy Corbyn says it's an unnecessary top-down reorganisation and funds could be better spent improving schools and reducing class sizes. BHS was apparently served with a demand for unpaid tax just last week. It's understood the department store chain, which went into administration on Monday, owes £2.6 million in unpaid VAT. The firm has stores in Ashford, Gravesend, Hempstead Valley, Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells. And new Spider-Man actor Tom Holland has revealed his suit was second-hand and a bit baggy when he started filming new superhero movie Captain America Civil War. The 19-year-old former Billy Elliot star trained for the role at Jumpers Rebound Centre in Gillingham and was at the movie's European premiere in London last night. He's admitted he was in awe of the megastars in the cast.
It was pretty like bewildering at first to meet these guys and to, like, they're my heroes as well, and to meet them for the first time was pretty terrifying, but they're such a nice down-to-earth group of people that I instantly felt at home.
The film's in cinemas from Friday.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, play's continuing on the final day of Kent's County Championship match against Leicestershire at Grey Throat. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, a short while ago, the home side were on 272 for 4 in their first innings after the Spitfire set 264. The game's been disrupted by bad lightning and heavy rain over the past couple of days. In football, and Dartford's players are celebrating after winning the Kent Senior Cup. They beat Charlton 3-1 at Prince's Park last night. It was 1-1 before Ronnie Vince scored a vital goal in the second half to give them the lead. Here's manager Tony Berman.
I think he's been outstanding, you know, for a 19-year-old to be playing in the conference south and, you know, keeping his place game in, game out. And I think, you know, he's done ever so well, and I'm pleased for him.
Our match reports at kentonline.co.uk. And the Rio Olympics will begin in 100 days' time. Later, Team GB will reveal the kit that they will be wearing this summer, which has been designed by Stella McCartney.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.